Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is an icon of US cultural and political history, defined by her impeccable style as well as the men she married. But there was more to this New Yorker than the outfits and husbands. Jackie's mantle as First Lady jettisoned her into an A-list celebrity. She regularly appeared on the front of leading magazines, and images of her were sought after globally. With all the success, however, came suffering.
Something has happened in the motorcade. Stand by, please.
But Jackie was seldom alone. Her younger sister Lee was always there. From the beginning, their lives were intertwined. And it is impossible to understand one without the other. It is a tale of rivalry and resentment, love and loss. Jacqueline Bouvier was born on the 28th of July, 1929. Her sister Lee arrived 4 years later.
Lee and Jackie were born into what was upper-class America. And they grew up in New York City on the Upper East Side.
Competition between the girls was fierce. Each sister judged themselves against the other, and more often than not, it was Lee who found herself overshadowed. Whether it was their school grades or piano recitals, horse riding, or even the affection of their father. The marriage of their parents was a troubled one. Jack's business deals veered from the lucrative to the disastrous. After years of relentless arguments, Janet, their mother, sued for divorce in the summer of 1940. She would go on to marry Hugh Auchincloss, a wealthy American stockbroker. The young Jackie and Lee were now members of one of the richest families in the United States. But life at the Auchincloss estate in Virginia was far from straightforward. Their mother's second husband already had three children from previous marriages. The Bouvier sisters were newcomers and outsiders.
I think they were very bonded by the fact that...
First Jackie and then Lee made their debuts at society balls, the glittering affairs where the eligible children of the wealthy and well-connected could meet. At this time, it was younger sister Lee who shone the brightest. She matched Jackie's achievement in being crowned Queen Deb of the season, but she was widely thought the prettier, more stylish, and more approachable of the sisters. In April 1953, age 20, Lee wed Michael Canfield. Rumored to be the illegitimate son of the Duke of Kent, Canfield was tall and handsome, privileged and popular. He seemed the ideal match.